You're listening to SBS News.
After 2 weeks of downpours in a monsoon that has lasted 2 months, water levels across India's southern state of Kerala are starting to recede very slowly. But countless homes have been destroyed by landslides and villages remain submerged. This woman is among those victimised.
My house is completely underwater. We don't even have a place to sit. We have nothing to eat, nothing to drink. We need food. We need water.
The floods have deeply affected Australia's Malayali community. Around 50,000 people in Australia have origins in Kerala. Lisa Binu is one. Her mother and younger sister were trapped when the first floor of their home was flooded. They had no food, no water, no electricity, and no contact with their family for 3 terrifying days. Fighting back tears in Sydney, Ms. Binu says she lost contact with her mother during the ordeal.
The last time I spoke to her, she said the water level is rising up to the 7th step onto the first floor. And then after that, I didn't get in touch with her.
Ms. Binu says her mother and sister were finally rescued thanks to a small army boat that managed to navigate the waters.
And I couldn't believe it. Like, I asked my uncle, like, are you sure it's them? Because even like 5 minutes before, I received a message from the army officer saying that area is very hard to locate.
750,000 people remain displaced in Kerala, crammed into makeshift camps. And with rescues starting to wind down, the focus is moving to aid. Sydney Malayali Association President Babu Vagesi says the people in Australia are trying to help.
We want to send some medicine and clothes and cleaning materials. These are the many they badly need.
Metro Malayalam Australia's Binu V. George says his community is doing what it can.
We're all telling them that we'll help you. We are here to help you. You know, whatever we can, we do. All the nation will help you.
The Malayalam community is calling on other Australians to donate money, food or clothing to those driven from their homes. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.